tourism is an important industry in Namibia that generates income as well as earning the country foreign exchange. But the COVID pandemic has devastated the industry. And I think according to the Bank of Namibia in February 2021, they announced that the sector had lost about $3.2 billion. And 70% of businesses in the travel sector had recorded bookings that are below 10% of normal bookings. And since we came up with the Tourism Revival Initiative in 2020, about 23,907 tourists has visited the country then. And we have also seen 27,862 tourist arrivals received in Namibia between January to March 2022, which is really a strong indication that tourism is recovering, even though at a very slow pace. And also, it's just to say that we have come up with what we call a tourism recovery plan, which is set out to be the framework for tourism recovery. And it looks at tourism recovery approaches in terms of policy interventions and with situational best revisits, and to ensure that the right policies and strategies are implemented in order to recover the tourism in Namibia.
What are some of the factors being attributed for the recovery of the tourism sector?
The factors that are attributed basically include capacity for tour operators in terms of staff members that are available in those in those establishments. Most of these tour operators have lost their or have laid off their employees, so they may not have the sufficient capacity in terms of employees, but also capacity in terms of finances. Other factors may include the dynamic of international travels, whereby Namibia as a country, we have now relaxed our restrictions in terms of COVID, but what are the trends elsewhere? Other things may also include international factors like safety, visas, applications, and how accessible visa applications may be. But safety right now is the most expensive commodity. A lot of tourists would like to travel to countries where they feel very safe, and their health is priority number one. And as a country, we are investing in safety of our travelers. So those are some of the factors that are influencing traveling at the moment.
Now, many tourism companies closed down while some were forced to trim on their workers. What is the current situation on this?
Yeah, I think with the slow recovery of tourism, remember, like I've said earlier, there was completely no income in many of the tourism establishments we have in the country. And I think with the slow recovery of tourism in the country, we are beginning to see some of them retaining their employees, and I think it's a good thing. Probably as we move into full recovery, we may end up to the normal situation, and where tourism would contribute significantly to employment and income creation in the country.
What is the ministry doing to attract tourists to the country after COVID-19?
The tourism recovery plan that we have developed and are implementing together with the stakeholders to attract tourists. Also, we need to have policies that are in place that looks into the dynamics of the market at the moment. I've spoken about safety, which is the biggest commodity right now. Our policies must address issues of safety. They must address issues of accessibility. That is what the Tourism Recovery Plan seeks to do. We want to look into the diversification of our markets, to look into how do we attract tourists into the country using unconventional means. COVID has taught us a lesson that we cannot rely on on traditional means of tourism. We need to look into diversity. How do we, moving forward, should the same happen in the future, how do we continue to make sure that tourism continues in the country? So the policy interventions in that regard, we are engaging the sector, including the tour operators themselves, so that they diversify in their product offering. NTB, which is our marketing arm, is busy to promote Namibia in that regard.